yeah, we want it now, and not tomorrow, but like right now. In fashion business, if you pull some strings, maybe you can pull this off. Okay. But in chocolate business, you cannot. Absolutely, you cannot.
Why is that?
That you will just jeopardize the quality and integrity of your product.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to a brand new episode of The Raisin Brand. I'm your host, Jade Darbalanza. And today we have an episode about why you shouldn't rush your shit. Or when you're starting a business, why it's so important to start slow to speed up. And I actually have a conversation with the CEO of Romantix Chocolate. They're based in New York. It's a chocolate company, which first of all, it's pretty freaking cool. The CEO is named Kasia, and I was so lucky to have a conversation with her about, you know, why you shouldn't rush certain procedures. I think so often, like in the intro, Amazon Prime, right? DoorDash, Postmates, we want everything right now, not even fast, just like now. And this goes for results. We're so impatient with our journey, whether you want to hit a certain sales goal, or especially with social media, you want to hit a certain follower number. So it was very, like, I don't know, it felt really good to take a deep breath and chill out and just understand that great things take time. And I'm really excited for today's episode. Apologize for any of the audio inconvenience. I think last episode with Joseph, which you guys should check out, he's a CEO of Cured Nutrition, which is a CBD company. Anyways, love that conversation. You guys should check out all the podcasts, honestly. But with Kasia, the audio literally was a little bit difficult to maintain, so bear with us. But this is still, regardless, a really quality episode. And yeah, I'll be looking forward to upgrading the quality for sure. So let me know if you guys have any requests or just any opinions and comments about the podcast, and we're gonna dive right in. Thanks so much for listening, and make sure to leave a 5-star review if you enjoyed it. Kasia, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your company?
Sure. First of all, thank you so much for having me.
I mean, when Romantix suddenly sold 5,000 chocolates in one day, I'm sure that like point of success was like shocking, and you wanted to keep going more. And I know you mentioned, Kasia, that you're an ambitious CEO. You have big goals, and you never want to stop, right? So my question actually comes down to, how do you personally balance, you know, ambition and patience? Can you tell us a little bit about, maybe, I know you're still learning. My question is, as a founder, have you ever dealt with issues where you wanted to grow super fast, but at the same time, you need to learn how to be patient? Can you tell me a story of maybe an instance when you kind of learned that lesson?
Of course. Oh my God, this is like, I think, my biggest challenge and biggest struggle for me, and probably for a lot of young entrepreneurs, especially coming from a fashion industry where the fashion changes so fast. And women, when we want something, we don't want it tomorrow, we want it now. So we want instant gratification.
Amazon Prime, yeah, like we want in 2 hours.
Absolutely. So we want it now, and not tomorrow, but like right now. If you could give it to me, just give it to me now. So I think I've been struggling with this, and I've been so much exposed to this, and it's really tough, I have to tell you. It's really tough, because in fashion business, if you pull some strings, maybe you can pull this off. Okay. But in chocolate business, you cannot. Absolutely, you cannot.
Why is that?
Because there are certain procedures and there is a certain way that you will just jeopardize the quality. You will quality and integrity of your product. So to give you an example, I was dealing with a major, major shark, and we were sending back and forth different kind of samples of chocolate. I was revising my recipe. I was about to launch my fitness bar, which had zero sugar, and it became my bestseller at the time. I wanted it for some feedback, and I was sending the samples, and of course, I thought I will just prepare it super fast, and I find out that I was running out of one ingredient, so I thought, not a big deal, I'm going to rush it, and I'm going to add a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and the result will be the same. Of course, not even realizing, I totally jeopardized integrity and quality of the product. I shipped it, and it was super awkward to find out that it just did not taste the same, the flavor was not the same. So it was really a big lesson learned, that you just cannot rush things. And I think we have to learn how to take no, how to say no. because no one is going to die or nothing is going to happen to someone if they will just have to wait one more day. And the things just need to be done properly, and just the quality cannot compromise. At least I'm this kind of person that quality is my priority, and it's my integrity, it's my name, it's my reputation. So I just learned that rushing things, then there's a saying that quick is expensive. If you think actually you will get some shortcuts, but in the long run it could be really expensive. It could cost you even your business if you rush it. And it could cost you your reputation. You might be working for a very long time to build your name, to build incredible quality product. And if you just mess up one time, it could really cost you your business and it could cost you a lot. So sometimes it's really smart to take a deep breath, figure things out, because we can figure out pretty much everything. We are resourceful. There are so many different opportunities. You just have to sit down and figure things out. And mistakes happen all the time. We have to deal with so many problems and challenges, and we just have to sit down, not go crazy, take a deep breath, and really try to figure things out the best possible way. And people are there to help you and support you. You will be very surprised. So the more calm you are, people are really willing to help you. So I think the best lesson is just to take it easy, figure things out, do not jeopardize the quality and integrity of the product, because it might cost you your whole career.
So this is really interesting, because I feel like, at least in my space, I work with a lot of influencers on Instagram and social, and I think the biggest thing is, like maybe in chocolates, but when you're making content or marketing, a lot of people are perfectionists. Like when they make a film or a video, this is never good enough. I can always make it better. And same in production of, you know, a food company. Do you ever feel like, okay, having patience is important, but some people take it too far, where they're too perfectionist, where they won't even launch the product, or they'll move too slow, in a sense of like they're limiting themselves in their opportunity. Do you feel like, you know, do you have any advice for someone to balance patience with not being too much of a perfectionist? Like, do you find that there's a healthy medium, or do you think it's better to be one or the other?
I think being perfectionist is the biggest enemy of today's world. We all try for that, but I just don't think it does exist. The most important thing for me, and I think for the entrepreneurs, is just to start. And there are so many ways that we learn about market changes, customer changes, the demand of customer changes. You can never be perfectionist, because it's just impossible. You cannot please everyone. It does not work one size fits all. There are so many different things that please people and do not please people. That you just have to take it one step at a time and learn your lesson. And a lot of times it will be failure. It will be your lesson. It will feel like you are absolutely a loser, that you are absolutely losing it, and you don't know what you're doing, and this is not working.
Right.
But take it as a lesson. Take it really as a lesson. Be patient. Because things don't happen overnight, and like there is a phenomenon that, oh, this one made it overnight. But no one knew how many years before that they had to really sweat and work so hard in order to get to that one night overnight success.
Right.
So this is really like to take into consideration that things don't happen overnight. You really have to learn a lot of lessons. I feel like I'm learning every single day. Even though I think, like, I got things going and there's a lot of amazing things happening for me, I'm still learning.
Right.
Every single day, I'm learning from with the simplest things to build a team, to improve the recipe. There is a new ingredient on the market. Let me try to use it and incorporate it in the recipe. Is it going to be mixing well? What do customers want? How do they behave? How do they react? Who else is doing what on the market? It's very important also to follow different trends and see what's available around us. So I think those factors are really important to take into consideration. And just patience.
I think too many people try to measure success, or I guess progress, you know, overnight, where I think there's a quote, it's also like saying you underestimate what you can do in a year, but overestimate what you can do in a day. And it's same with like fitness or health. Like you're not going to look, like, one time I did like a juice, like a 21 day cleanse, And the first day I look in the mirror, I'm like, why am I not losing weight? But I realize it's a compounding effect, right? And same in business, like we do one thing and we're like, why are we not getting sales? Or why are we not, you know, on Whole Foods yet? So I can 100% agree it overlaps in life. Kasia, if people want to know more about Romantics, you know, hear more of your story and obviously try your product, where should they approach you? Where can we learn more about your company?
Yes, absolutely. So first of all, if you are in New York, if you live in New York, or if you're visiting New York, please do come visit our store. We're located on 1st Avenue and 57th Street. We serve the best, I promise you, the best hot chocolate in town. We have the most incredible cappuccino, latte, espresso, and smoothies are out of this world. And if you come, I'll make you something super special. And also, you can visit us online, www.romanticchocolate.com. which spells raw, not like romantic, be romantic, it's a blank with the word, so it's RAWMANTICCHOLATE.com. You can also shoot me an email if you would like to get in touch, and I would love to hear your story, your success, journey to success, and yeah, so that's the best way. Also on Instagram, of course, Romantic Chocolate, Facebook, always social media is always a great way to reach out, say hello, and introduce yourself.
Perfect. I'll be having to stop by to the New York location when I'm in there next month.
Yes, and absolutely.
Well, for sure. Thank you so much, Kasia, for your time.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
All right, guys, there you have it. That was today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. You guys are the freaking best. Dharma Nation, y'all rock. I also invite you to the premiere of The Startup. We have episodes every Friday on my YouTube channel, youtube.com/shadedharmawangza, or just type in The Startup and watch that show. It's my original series all about the journey as an entrepreneur. You could call it reality TV, but that's definitely sarcastic, so don't take it too seriously. I like to just, you know, keep the journey lighthearted, because it can get definitely, you would take yourself really seriously as an entrepreneur, which is, I feel like, why we tend to rush things, because we have to look really good. But at the end of the day, if you're not enjoying the process, you're not loving the journey, what's the point? So I want to thank you so much for guys for listening. I hope you learned something. Tag me on Instagram. Tag Kasia on Instagram and Romantics. And you know what? Leave a 5-star review, because you guys are awesome. And it really does help out the podcast when you leave your thoughts. It does help with searches and, you know, keeps it going. So I love you guys so much. Have a great, amazing day. And I'll see you guys next time.